Yeah, we're disappointed to be knocked out of a fantastic competition like the FA Cup, but you have to give great credit to Eastbourne. They come with a game plan, it worked for them. But certain decisions didn't go our way today.
Are you referring to the referee?
Certain decisions didn't go our way, and that's now, well, the last three games we've had decisions go against us, in my opinion. But I also feel that we didn't start the game quickly or well enough. We didn't press them well enough. Look, we showed great character when we were down to 10 men, got back into the game. The players had a lot of possession of the football, even though we had 10 men, but we just couldn't find a way to get a draw or to win the game.
That possession not sort of turning into a great number of chances, was that down to Eastbourne's defending? Was it down to a little bit what your forwards were doing?
No, I think you, as I said there, you've got to give great credit to Eastbourne. They set very, very deep, allowed us to have it in certain areas of the pitch, and we were unable to break them down. So that happens. But from our side, I just felt we didn't move the ball quickly enough either. So a combination of both, but more so how Eastbourne set themselves up.
A word about Idris Kane. Came off the bench, got his first senior goal at 16 years of age. I mean, that's quite a find. It's quite a coup for the club, isn't it, to get him on board?
Yeah, massive. He was outstanding last weekend. He's come on the field to play today, and he was a breath of fresh air. Well-worked goal and confidently taken by a 16-year-old. So, all in all, he's settled in very well.